I'm going to say this morning, we are tagging today God's amazing Monday with 5 years of grace. Hallelujah. Because he is, we're celebrating 5 years of five wonderful, wonderful years being here on the TMC call. And I tell you, we are so delighted and excited to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We say, oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have set everything in place. And we know, Father, that you ordained this call, the TMC call, the master's call, to be in place, Father, where it can bless many around the world, Father. And we thank you, Father, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for these two anointed and appointed women that you ordained to set this call up, Lord. And here we are 5 years, celebrating 5 years in your glory, in your midst, in your to honor you and glorify you in everything that we do. So, Father God, we're asking in the name of Jesus that you give a special anointing this morning, oh God, as we celebrate 5 years, Lord God. We ask you for a special anointing on your speaker this morning, a special anointing, Father God, on the ears of your people this morning, that we will hear and receive everything that you have in place. And we serve notice to the enemy that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We're looking forward to another 5 years. We thank you, Lord, because we know that it will be a clear call this morning. We know that your anointing is going to be so strong, Lord God, that we'll be able to share with others what you're doing here on the Master's Call. So we thank you in advance. We glorify you, we honor you, and we praise you because this is the day that you have made, and we truly will rejoice and be glad in it. So we say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, again, this is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're so excited to have each and every one of you to celebrate with us this morning. I will now pass it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Brenda Terrell. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Tiffany. Take it away.
Wow, well, praise the Lord. Praise God. We praise God for you, Minister Brenda Terrell. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us and for opening us up in prayer and for that awesome and amazing tag, God's amazing Monday. And he's given us amazing grace these 5 years. So we praise God for his amazing grace that definitely woke us up this morning and started us on our way. And so we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call as we begin our celebration week. Oh, I am so excited. 5 years here on the Master's Call where we have been enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives for almost 5 years. October the 25th of 2010 is when this call first started. And, yes, we are approaching our fifth year. I am so excited because unlike any other telecommunication sanctuary, this one right here has been going on without fail. We have not missed a date here. Every Monday through Friday, we are here. No matter who's on the line, we're here. But we thank you guys for dialing in because we see the numbers increasing. So continue to share this platform with those that you meet. Post it on your social media pages and celebrate with us this week. Make this week like no other week we've ever had here on the Master's Call. And so if you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you to this line. I want to let you know that this call was started with our co-founders. If it was not for them and their yes, we would not have the ability to be here. So I thank God every day for Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Dr. Super Fantastic, and our mother ego, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being obedient to the vision that God gave you to start the Master's Call. please visit our website, because we do have a website for our call. It's www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages have been archived, and you will be able to see the bios for all of our speakers on our website. So please go there and visit, and then give us a little shout-out. There's a box on there for you to respond and give us a comment. And so we will definitely look at it and respond to you. Also, there are opportunities for you here on the Master's Call. If you would like to be a greeter, if you would like to host the call, maybe you have a message in your belly that you would like to share with the masses. Well, we invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net. And Minister Brenda Terrell, our prayer general, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Many of you know that we just came back from Las Vegas, Nevada on last week, where we celebrated Artists International's 25th year. Yes, 25 years of reshaping and transforming the world. And I'm telling you, it was an epic celebration. If you missed it, check Facebook, look at the pictures, make sure you dial into this next call so you could hear. Well, today is Motivational Monday, and I know our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, is going to be bringing a wonderful message, powerful message this morning. So dial into 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. So many great things are happening in Artists International, and you want to find out how an appointment with Artists can truly change your life. So get back with the person who invited you to this call and allow them to share that information with you. Every day at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time and 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, which is 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, we head over to the Millionaire Call. So there are millionaires under the sound of my voice right now, and you want to make sure that you put yourself in the place so that you could get your increase in 2015. So please dial in to 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598#. That will be today. So we'll see you there. At this time, I would like to bring to the line, it's an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring one of our co-founders to the line, who will be bringing on our speaker for this morning. She is dedicated. She is committed. She is victorious. She is anointed. She is needed. She walks in excellence. She is saved and sanctified, and she is appointed in this season. And so at this time, it is, with further ado, I bring to you none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Thank you for that kind introduction. That acronym of my name, I love it. I love it. Minister Brenda, our prayer warrior general, thank you for saluting and situating God's people as we are celebrating 5 years of God's amazing grace. I love that tag that you gave us today. We are thankful this week. As Minister Tiffany said, we started October 25th in 2010, and we had no idea, Dr. PK and I, how this call would have affected, blessed, and changed so many lives. Coming from Las Vegas, it totally just continues to reaffirm for me why we do what we do each and every morning, with so many people coming up and giving their personal testimonies of how this call ministered to exactly what they needed at the time to allow them to continue to keep on keeping on for the Lord. So we are grateful, we are humbled, and we are honored to serve you. I want to always give a special thanks to this prayer warrior team, because we couldn't get it done without them. Thank God that Dr. PK and I were given the vision, but I tell you, it takes legs to carry it on through. And we have been so blessed to have some powerful women of God and awesome speakers, men and women of God, over the years who have given of themselves faithfully, consistently, morning after morning. As Minister Tiffany said, we have not missed not one morning. This call has been on and been a blessing to everyone who calls in, whether it was Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, whatever day that fell, Monday through Friday. We have been here to celebrate our Lord and Savior. And thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of it. Well, to kick us off in this week, in this time of celebration, I want to bring forth someone who all of you know and love. But the reason I asked her to be our first speaker is because she was part of the Alpha, the beginning. When Dr. PK and I were praying about our steps of what to do, how to birth this vision, one of the pillars of this call and one of the prayer warriors who stood beside us was none other than Platinum President Martha Marie Preston. For many of you who don't know her awesome past, I want to take time and read her bio this morning. She is a self-made millionaire, calls herself a shrewd businesswoman, and successful nightclub owner. Martha Marie Preston had it all until her double life as a drug kingpin was exposed by federal DEA agents tracking her down and her every move. She was dubbed, I remember as a kid growing up around here, she was called the Texas Queen by state and national media. Law enforcement reported that at the height of her operation in the 1980s, the former drug mastermind and her enterprise controlled 50% of all drug traffic in the state of Texas. I know, you'll never look at it the same, but she's our blessing. In September 1988, Marie was tried under the powerful Continuing Criminal Enterprise Act, facing a life sentence without the possibility of parole if convicted. Although the feds failed to convict her of continuing criminal enterprise, she was convicted of four counts of her 23-count indictment and sentenced to 40 years in prison. Marie's life was radically changed and transformed when she united with her Heavenly Father and the true King, Jesus Christ, thereby gaining freedom from incarceration as well as eternal freedom. Author of the book, Seven Keys to Spiritual Freedom, Marie now shares her powerful story of redemption and restoration across the country, helping other people from all walks of life overcome any challenge through faith. Always an entrepreneur, Marie now owns a lucrative health and wellness direct sales business, which we know as Artist International. And she works the nonprofit organization she founded to help former inmates to restore and rebuild lives, and we know that's the Elite Ladies of Expression. A native Texan who rose from her humble beginnings in rural Terrence, a rural subdivision in Houston, to become a successful entrepreneur and distinguished Artist International Platinum President, Marie Preston moved to inner city Houston as a teenager, the seventh of 12 children. She has devoted her life to helping others and supporting Houston's community organizations. An overcomer who, after spending 10 years in federal prison, she founded the Elite Ladies of Expression. That's a nonprofit organization in Houston that provides assistance to at-risk youth, incarcerated and recently released females, individuals with mental and physical health problems, and the homeless. Her electrifying personality has aided her in becoming one of the most successful and recognized citizens in Houston, and that she truly is, a people person whose greatest attributes are her smile, her love for mankind, and interacting with others. Marie meets no strangers. She's a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother whose life has been enriched by her wonderful family and individuals whose lives have been aided by the services she helps to provide. Her interest in becoming a criminal justice system activist dates back to her incarceration. Seeing the plight of incarcerated and recently released women and how often they return to prison, she dreamed of creating a program to help make the transition from prison back to society more successful, and following her release, set out to bring that dream to fruition. At the helm of Elite Ladies of Expression, Marie spends her days overseeing operations, managing her artist business, and thanking God for giving her another chance. Despite the adversity she has faced in her life, our founder is a living testimony of overcoming whatever situation you might find yourself in. She has recently, and many of us have read her book entitled The Second Chance. I want you to take your time because I know I took a little bit of it, but I wanted each and every one of you on the line to know the rich heritage we have among us. I thank God for her. She is a platinum who is faithful to this call since the beginning. I want to introduce to some and present to others. Take your time, Miss Martha Marie Preston from the north side of town. Welcome to the call.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me out there, Dr. Vanessa?
I hear you loud and clear, my dear. Take it away.
Yes, well, good morning. Good morning to God be the glory. Good morning to the TMC call. I am excited to be on the line this morning. Listen, I heard you say that Dr. PK is on the call this morning. Good morning out there, Dr. PK Roberts. I'm glad to hear that you're on the call this morning and you're doing a lot better. To you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank you for reading my bio to the people, because if they don't know your story, they don't know how, why you give God all the glory. I give God all the glory, all the praise, all the honor go to him. Good morning to the rest of my TMC family. Y'all just don't know, but that's y'all. It couldn't hardly be no me on this call, because I just love this call in the morning. It does so much for me. It gets me going. It starts my day off. I can remember back when Dr. PK 5 years ago and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon called me on the phone one morning, and they had been praying about this call. And at that time, Twyla Porter's had another call going on, had a real powerful call going on every morning, and they did not really want to step on nobody's toes. But little did they know at the time that God was setting them in place, setting them up to set them in place for his people. Because did nobody know that the call was getting ready to leave? She was getting ready to leave. So when they talked to me, I said, listen, a prayer call in the morning, that's what we need. We need a prayer call in the morning. We need to start our morning with prayer. We know prayer is the key. It's your faith in God that unlocks the doors. So we need a prayer call. I think that you should go for it. I think that that would be the best thing that ever happened to Artists International, is for us to pray before we get started. We know prayer is, you pray in the morning, then you go to work. We get up and we go to work. So we, when they started this call, it wasn't but a little time after them, after they started the call, they didn't step on nobody's toes. They started a little bit early so that they could end the call, so that we could go right on into Twyla Porter's call. And she came on the call one morning and said, okay, y'all, we're shutting down the call. It's over. And they had the TMC call already in place. So his people, our people, had somewhere to go. If a lot of them was really upset, so they needed someone to talk to. They needed someone to pray for them, because they did not understand really what was going on at the time. But we was already there. Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon had already set in place an escape way for them to come through and find some hope. Look, in that call, they come to the call, and ever since then, the TMC call been going for the last 5 years. This is their anniversary, October the 25th, and I thank God for y'all, because this call have helped so many people. It had helped us in our everyday walk in life with this call, because a lot of times since I've been in this business, in Artists International, I needed to hear a word from the Lord. And see, when you get up in the morning and you need to hear a word from the Lord, when I come to this call, it doesn't matter who's on the call. Sometimes I just need a word of comfort from the Lord. And I get on the call, and somebody talking about that. I know when I lost my father almost 3 years ago, when I lost my papa, I needed that. I needed to hear that, a word from the Lord. I needed that he could comfort me. When I got on the phone, it was comfort on the call for me in the morning. I could find comfort in the call, because there was given a word from the Lord that would say that he would comfort us. He would take care of us. He'd take care of our own children. So I needed that. So this call has done that for me. When I need comfort, I could get on the call, and I'm going to hear something that's going to say, okay, it's going to bring hope to me. Sometimes I need some hope, you know, on this call, because when you're being in this business, in network marketing business, Sometimes you need hope because it looks like all hope is gone. You'll be just about to throw in the towel, and you get on this morning call on the prayer call, and somebody on this call get on the call, and a pastor or a minister get on the call, and they give you hope to keep on running this race because there is hope on this call too. And then sometimes you're going through with your everyday life. It might be your job. It might be a friend. It might be something that's happening out here in the world. You can find peace and getting on this call. You know, you got peace on this call in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. You can find peace when you get on the TMC call. And then there are sometimes in the morning when everything is going just right in your life. And you get on the call and somebody talking about joy. You find some joy. It's joy on this call. They telling you what has happened, that we get these testimonies from people where they saying that, listen, I went to every doctor that I could that could assist. And we got a lady that rode all the way to Las Vegas with us. Her name is Cynthia Carter. And she was telling her testimony to us on the way there. Don't you know that was joy for us because she showed us that she was taking 28 pills a day and that she was, the doctors had said they couldn't really do nothing else for her. And she got on our artist product. And when she got on our artist product, she was down and out. Y'all have heard her testimony, a bunch of y'all. And she was telling us about how these products healed her body and that she don't take any medication now. So we know that that's joy for us. And when we hear those kind of testimonies on the call, then those testimonies, it lets us run this race just a little bit longer. We say, I'm going to keep on running because we know that we got something that heals people. I know when I got in this business, I was passionate about this business. I still am today because I know that Artists International products work for us because I had a bad back. I'd hurt myself on my job. I had a bad back. And they was going to put a top plate, a bottom plate of rod and some screws in my back. And I went and jumped Dorothy Cook come and put me in this garment, her and another lady. And when they put me in this garment, I'm telling you, my back is healed. I hadn't had surgery on my back, and that was back in 2007. That's what pulled me into this business because I knew I could tell people what it had done for me. If you take these products, all these products in the business, you can tell people your testimony. But if you don't ever have a test, then you probably would never understand a testimony because you've got yours. But I tell people all the time, if your faith can't be tested, look in here, you can't be trusted. We're going to be tried. Every turn, we're going to be tried. See, I was tried back in 1988. I tell them, when she talked about my book, Second Chance, she's telling y'all, telling you where I've been. But look where I am today. I thank God for a second chance in my life because it had not been for his second chance. I know he didn't give us chance after chance. Some people might say, well, he gave us chance after chance after chance. That's right. But I feel like this was my second chance for me because I had no idea that the things that I was doing in my life, that you get by, but you don't get away. See, we know that you can do a lot of things in the dark because you think night ain't got no eyes. But God sees it all. He knows it all. Look, so you cannot fool him. You might fool yourself. You might try to fool your friends, your loved one, your family, but you cannot fool God because he sees it all. So my thing is in 1988 when I got that 40-year sentence, I just felt as though that I could buy my way back out of prison. I had enough money to wrap it, burn people in. I had enough money, too much money. I'm not going to say that's how much. It was just too much money. That I believed in my heart. I had it in my mind that I could buy my way to freedom. I had never been in trouble in my life. I had never been on the other side of them prison walls. I had never been to jail for anything. Look, and I was like, I know that this is my first time. I done got in trouble here that I'm going to get a probation. At least I'm getting a probation. I'm going to get out of this. But little did I know that I needed what was happening to me. I needed what they call that disappear, that prison. I needed to go to prison. See, some of us needs to be in prison so we can get sit down. A lot of people say, well, when they go to prison, they come out with the Bible and throw it in the garbage can. Maybe it's for some, but not for all of us. Some of us need what they're giving us because it wasn't no other way that they could, like I could come to Jesus. You know, it's like have a meeting, come to Jesus meeting with him, but I him setting me down because I thought that my money could do everything and anything for me. I thought it could buy me love. It bought me the fine houses, cars, everything I wanted was just at my beck and call. But I found out that that is not the way to go. That is not the key. They say money answers all things. Yes, it will, but it can answer some things that you don't really want answer. You think you want, but you don't want. We have to trust God. We have to keep our eyes on the prize. And the prize is not the money. It's the Lord. And so we got to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Because when we stray from that, we really headed down a road of self-destruction. We can do that to ourselves. And I ended up in prison with that 40-year sentence, not knowing that my money could not buy me out. I kept saying, I ain't worried about it. I'm getting out. My money gonna get me out. But thank God for prayer. My father was a praying man. I love my papa because I know my papa was praying for me. He prayed for me before I got in trouble. He was praying for me as a little girl, praying over me. He could see something in me that I didn't see in myself. I was the seventh child. My grandmother used to say, you're born for good luck. That's what she owes so much for my luck. And I believe, guess what my grandmother said? She said, you're going to take this family out of poverty. You're going to be rich one of these days. God is going to bless you. And I believe, but she didn't tell me how. So I took it up on my own to do my own thing. And I find myself sitting in that prison with that 40-year sentence and studied spending money, went through 5, 7 lawyers, I believe, and none of them could get my freedom. And when it was all said and done, the last lawyer told me, said, you got to do this 40 years. We ain't nothing else we could do. I'm telling you, that was a change, really, in my life. That was the best thing ever happened to me because my mind wasn't fixed on Jesus at first. It was fixed on my money and getting out and getting my freedom. And when he told me that, and I decided, I'm going to have to make that conscious decision. See, it's something that you've got to have a personal relationship with God for yourself. Nobody can do it for you. Yes, everybody, wait, pray for us. And thank God for prayers and for our mother's prayers, our father's prayer. But you got to do this yourself. It's a personal thing with you and Jesus. So I had to get on my knees and start praying for myself. I asked him to come into my life. And it looked like he just fell right in. Come on. I've been waiting on you, Queen. I've been waiting on you. So when I asked him to come, he stepped right on in. You got to say, seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Ask, and it shall be given. When I asked, then he showed right up, and he showed out. And while I was doing that time in there, I got a chance to reflect back on my life. See, sometimes we're running so fast out here in the world until we don't have time to sit down and reflect back on our own lives. We always turn the finger at somebody else, but we got to look at us. And that's one thing I like about Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Dr. Vanessa, she's real good at telling you in a nice way, but I heard your feeling. Now, have you thought about just what you said of what's going on? She'll bring it to you where you have to think about it and look at it for yourself, right? And it's when you look at it, then you go to thinking. And when you go to thinking, you go to thanking God. Well, thank God for Pastor Vanessa that you put in my life, that she can show me the right and the wrong way of it. And then you choose which way you want to do it. Now, if you still want to do wrong after she done showed you the right and the wrong, then that's on you. But that's what we need. Sometimes we need somebody to pull us back and to get us together because we'd be broken in a little bit of pieces. See, you can get broken in this business. In network marketing business, you can be broken in little pieces. You'll be all scattered everywhere. But you have to be put back together like Humpty Dumpty. I'm going to put you back together again. And the word will do that. And word will keep you. I'm telling you that if you're looking for money, you're looking for the wrong thing in this business. But if you're looking for Jesus, keep your eyes on him, and you're looking to help people in Artists International, you can help them with the products because we don't doubt that we have the best products around. They'll do what they say that they'll do, but we can't look at that. We got to keep our eyes on the sparrow. And that's what sometimes we'll get off the road, but we got to get ourselves back in. And that's what prison did for me. It always reminded me that you got to, you know how they say you look back on life. Now, I'm not looking back, grueling in it. I'm not drowning in it. But it keeps me moving, pressing forward toward the mark of the high calling, because I know that I know that I know that Jesus is the way. If you get with Jesus, everything else that you need will line up. If you get a personal relationship with Christ and you're doing the right thing, see, you can say, I know him, I know him, I know him. But if you ain't following him, then you still veering off to the left or off to the right. You got to stay on the path, on the righteous path. Right? You got to go straight. You see, when you're with him, everything else will line up, because you got to seek him first, the kingdom of God, his righteousness, everything else going to line up for you. Might not come when you want it, but he's always right on time. And that's what happened for me behind them walls. He was on time. He's an on-time God. I'm a witness that he is. How do you know, Queen? Prayer is the key. Your faith in God unlocks the door. I know that I know that I know, because I had that encounter with him. I had that 40 years. Man could not help me. He couldn't do it. But when I turned to Jesus, started praying and fasting, and got on my knees and looked back at my life and say, Lord, I accept that I done wrong. I was wrong. There's two left you. I should have been dead, buried in my grave. But thank you for your grace and your mercy for me. He gave me grace and he gave me mercy. But if you give me another chance, if you look, if you just hear my cry right now, if you hear my call, listen, I promise you that I will serve you from now on. And I made that promise to the Lord, not to man, but to the Lord. And when I made that promise and I started doing right inside of those walls, he showed up and showed out of my life. I wasn't worried about me. I said, I deserve to be here. I've done wrong. I deserve to be here. Every day that I got, I deserve it. And let me tell you, I started trying to help other people get out of prison. The young people, the old folks that didn't know, didn't have no business being in there, just got caught up by the he say, she say. Did not really know. They really didn't know. A lot of them didn't know. You got a lot of people in prison that don't even know why they're there and think that they shouldn't be there. And a lot of them should be there, and a lot of them shouldn't be. So we got two both kinds. I started helping those people. God led me to go to paralegal school, and I took up that course, and I was able to see clear where I could help people get reductions in sentence. And one day, as I was doing that, he showed up in my life and showed out, and I found my freedom. He showed me my freedom, and I followed those papers, and I ended up getting out. Long story short, after 10 years, I did in prison. I needed every day of it. If they'd have let me out in 5, I'd have been right back out here trying to get my money, trying to catch up. You know, I would go catch up. I got to go catch up. I got to get this. But I had to lose it all so I could gain it all, so I could gain myself. I had to lose it all. I had to get it. He had to take it from me and then give me and gain. And then I had to gain from him. I had to gain myself, because I was on my way to hell in a rose wash, okay? So what happened is after that, I got out and I started working in a boys' home and was still serving the Lord. And people say, she still got that 30 years. She going to have to. Still, she's going to go back because she's going to violate. And he showed up again and showed out and terminated that 30 years. So that 40 years, he threw it in the sea of forgiveness. It's gone. That's why I travel the road I do. I go inside a prison and talk to women. I started the group called Elite Lady, because there is hope. What he does for me, he'll do it for anybody and everybody. He got enough in the hem of his garment to take care of all of us. So what we have to do, we have to follow Christ on this journey. I appreciate you doing it. My book is called Second Chance. You can get my book. It's called Second Chance. And I'm telling you, when I tell my testimony of what he has done for me, every word of it is true, because Amen. I was messed up from the floor up. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Thank y'all for the time. Thank you for letting me talk. And God bless you and the TMC call. I love this call. And everybody needs to be on this call every morning. Start your day, because it will change your life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. A powerful word from a powerful woman. I know we have gone over, but we needed to hear all of that this morning. We thank God for you, Martha Marie Preston. I'm just going to close the call out in prayer. Again, we thank you for being with us, and we have time all through this week. We're going to hear from so many other powerful speakers, and we'll hear from our other co-founder later on this week. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God, Spirit of the living God. We thank you today for this beginning. We thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for 5 years of your amazing grace. Thank you for this powerful woman of God who is a testimony and a light to so many, Martha Marie Preston. Thank you for her strategic role in the beginning of this call. And we thank you for her consistency and longevity and support for us. Thank you that her testimony today touched the lives of all those who heard it and received it. Now, we cover each and every one of us in the blood of Jesus, and we thank you as we go out celebrating what you've done. We've stirred up with expectation and anticipation of what you're going to do in us and through us as your ministers in the marketplace, and as your amazing grace covers the master's call. We thank you, we love you, and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.